The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3.
Money FM 89.3, you heard it, we're out and about today, broadcasting live from Marina One, Basement 2. It's nearby Starbucks and a couple of other coffee outlets. So come by, grab a cup of something and listen to the show.
Yeah, we're going to be here all the way till 4 p.m., or Money FM is going to be here all the way till 4 p.m. For now, though, we talk about traveling. And I'm sure you've heard the phrase a million times, you know, how Singaporeans love to travel. But if you think about it more and more, I'm starting to think that if you work in Singapore or, I don't know, if you're here for a couple of years, you get stuck in this travel craze bubble, maybe because of where we're situated, and that makes you just want to go everywhere in the world.
Yeah, well, you know, I had a staycation recently, and it was lovely to visit a few different spots in Singapore, but wouldn't it be useful if you could book multiple tickets for all of these different tourist hotspots that we have right here, and I'm sure you experience this when you go overseas as well. You can just have one ticket for multiple places, right?
Yeah, so now, thanks to GlobalTix, you're able to get tickets for all your tourist spots with just one single e-ticket. GlobalTix recently launched an omni-channel ticketing solution for tourism establishments, aggregating all attraction tickets into one single e-ticket made accessible via a singular QR code.
Yep, it's all gone a bit tech. The integrated solution, which aims to cover travelers' entire needs, encompasses point of sales and direct online bookings and connects to a network of over 2,000 travel agents, which is quite useful. But is this convenience disrupting the old school way of making travel bookings?
Ah, well, we have with us here to discuss this Chan Chee Chong, Chief Executive Officer for GlobalTix. Chee Chong, good morning.
Good morning.
We'll call you CC to make it easy.
That'll
and
be great.
Chan Chee Kong, Chief Operating Officer at GlobalTix. CK, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, great to see you both, gents. They're brothers, by the way. We'll get to that later in the interview. See what the ramifications of that are. But, I mean, tell us a little bit more about GlobalTix, CC. What was the inspiration behind it? I mean, as someone who loves to travel and loves to visit lots of different sites, I can see the logic in it.
Oh, yes, I love to travel. That's why my first job was Singapore Airlines for almost more than 10 years. Subsequently, I joined Sentosa. And there's always this passion about traveling and experiencing the different things in life. But why did I start this company? Well, I think it's more of opportunity. When I was in the airline, everything was in e-ticket, right? Those days. Hotel booking is also online, e-reservation. But when I started working in Sentosa, I was shocked that everyone was using physical tickets. Mm. And you have runners from travel agents coming on to collect 1,000 tickets, 2,000 tickets. And if you book online at that time, it was only Viator, if you remember, like almost 6-7 years ago. And if you book on Viator, what you get is actually a reservation that you have to go somewhere else to collect a physical ticket before you can enter the attractions. So when I saw this opportunity, I felt that there's something that technology can do for all these companies. And so about 7 years ago, we started this. We believe in adopting technology for the travel trade, especially for tours and activities.
7 years ago, early disruptor in that sense.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about the business model. How do you make money then? Perhaps CK, you can take this one.
How we make money is really pretty simple, right? We provide a SaaS-type solution for all our merchants and operators who wants to use our solution. It's a very cheap subscription-based model. As low as US$39, they get a full suite of solution from us. And on top of that, they can distribute through our platform, in which then we have a handling fee. So that's essentially how we make our money.
So 7 years, are you profitable yet? When did you become profitable?
That's an amazing question, because I think as a startup, we are pretty happy with ourselves. We have been cash flow break-even from day one of our operations, and we have been running on a very, very tight and lean ship, driven by a very dedicated team of our sales team members, our support team guys to drive our business.
Yeah, well, that's pretty impressive when we're talking about startups. CK, there are obviously always challenges when you're starting up a company like this, running a company like GlobalTix. What are some of the current issues that you're facing? We often talk about economic slowdown, for example, on the show. So does that sort of thing affect you? And is there sort of a perception change that needs to happen in the market?
I'll take this, and if CC, you have anything, please feel free to jump in.
I think
the couple of things, obviously, there are many challenges facing our business. I think the biggest challenge facing our business is actually how do we convince old school guys who are moving away from physical ticket to digital ticket, because this is a digital transformation. There's an entire process flow change that needs to happen. But what we are very excited as to see in the last 2 years or so is that people are adopting technology and embracing it. And what we have wins behind our tails is that the level of adoption is very, very low. While we have seen a slowdown in general tourism, but the fact is that tours and activities, the segment that we're in operating is the third largest segment of the travel space. And it has a very low level of digitization of 10% compared to airlines, which is like 70%. So we have a long way to go in this. So we're lucky in that sense.
Cici, any thoughts?
Well, it's like a blue ocean out there waiting for us to go and grab it, right? But I have to say that 7 years ago when we first started, it was really, really very tough. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, when you want to have a solution to actually, or innovative solution to actually disrupt the market, the first 2-3 years is all about explanation, trying to get the buy-in, trying to get people to understand what you are trying to sell, right? But I think we have reached a tipping point where nowadays a lot of clients are looking for us rather than we go out to look for the client itself. But since I'm on air, I really want to thank one of the first adopters of the technology, which is Singapore Airlines. Almost 6 years ago, they were the first few who actually adopted our technology. So with Singapore Airlines, stopover holiday, exactly like what you say, one singular ticket, you could go to almost 40 attractions in Singapore.
Oh, when the national carrier is on board, things should fall in place, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely.
What about the little guy? Does GlobalTix, I mean, how can a small player, a small operator benefit from GlobalTix? Do you have any perhaps real-life examples?
Oh, yes, we do have quite a lot of real-life examples, like a whiskey museum, like if you go to Thailand, we have kayaking companies and things like that who uses our system, right? If you really ask me, right, well, I love to help the big companies, but the passion of it is actually the small and the medium-sized company, because they are the one who find challenges in adopting technology. And that is where I also identify that that is actually the future of the company, right? So if you are a very small company, just imagine that you own a kayaking in Philippines, right? And how do you get your technology? I mean, where do you get from? I mean, do you get an IT company to build for you? It's not going to be cheap, right? So with cloud-based technology, all they need to do is actually go online, sign up, US $39 a month, you have all sorts of features. You have e-ticketing, you have reservation, you have schedule, you have point of sales, just for USD $39. But it doesn't stop there. I think the key thing is that we want to help them to sell, right? We want them to help them to connect to people like TripAdvisor, Expedia, C-Trip, Dianping, right? I also like to give an example that this company, a airport transfer company in Thailand, in Phuket itself. So when I first met him, he has probably about 10 to 20 cars, right? Mm-hmm. His business is to fetch people from Phuket Airport to the hotels and back, right? Okay. His reservation system is WhatsApp and LINE. That's all he has, right? So what we did is we provided him with a reservation system, a ticketing system, and then subsequently we introduced him to people in China, C-Trip, Expedia, and today I think he owns more than 100 cars and probably much richer than me.
Yeah. Very briefly, Cici, one thing, and maybe CK, you might want to chime in afterwards very briefly. What do you do about the fact that a number of these places that, you know, you can buy tickets for through GlobalTix, they also have their own online booking systems? I had a case recently where a visitor who'd come to visit me had booked through a competitor, and they got to the place and were told that there was no space left for them. So do you have problems with this sort of overlap and trust on the part of the consumer?
Well, I think, you know, for us, we see ourselves as this, right? There are definitely, I think when in our solution itself, if you adopt it, we have capacity restrictions. So if it's fully booked out, no one else can book that ticket, so there won't be double booking and issues like you have faced. But I think more importantly, what we do is that there are people whom you book from the other B2C guys. We actually power the ticket that comes to you at the end of it, right? We think of self as the, you know, Intel chip. Right, you could be buying a HP, you could be buying a Lenovo, but you're still using an Intel chip. So at the back end of it all, is that it's our GlobalTix tickets that powers it and it gets sent to you.
I think coming back to the question, I think you're asking to say that, is there failure rate in our system? I think when you actually run a business, it's impossible to say that I'm 100% clear, right? I mean, even if you look at Singapore Airlines, there are still baggage goes missing, right? So if you ask about us, we run millions of tickets, but on a daily average, probably we have about 10 calls. So it's like 0.1% of failure rate.
Right, right.
We're chatting with Chan Chi Chong, Chief Executive Officer for Global Tix, as well as Chan Chi Kong, Chief Operating Officer for Global Tix. Siblings,
oh,
brothers.
Yes.
How often you fight?
Every day?
It's true brotherhood there.
Look, I mean, I like to jump in first, right? Before he starts, right? I mean, come on, we are in Asia, right? Asia, elder brother is the king, right? So he's the elder brother, I'm the younger brother, so obviously, who's the boss here?
You can't tell, right?
But he's the CEO. You're the COO.
Yes, he's the boss. I'm not.
But you're the elder brother.
No, wait, obvious that I'm younger.
I'm confused.
Well, although I'm the CEO, I'm the younger brother. So, but end of the day, I listen to my brother. I give one classic example, right? There was this media event that I had to attend, right? So in front of everybody, he turned around, looked at me and said, "You better go and cut your hair." It's true. And I said, "Yes, I will do it."
Look at his hair now. I think he deserves a cut, right?
I'm going to be diplomatic. I'm not saying a word. But I mean, so there's that level of respect around the business decisions. I'm sure you both work together really, really well. Now, one of the things that came to our attention sort of hearing about you guys was this idea of adventure glamping. So between the two of you, whose idea was this adventure glamping thing?
I guess I'm the creative one. I'm more of a people management.
Okay.
My CK is actually more of a number person and a finance person, and he's much more disciplined than me. So when it comes to ideas, concept, I mean, I love to surf Google, I love to surf the web, right? So what happened is that I learned about in the Western part of the world, people love to connect back with nature. So I came across this glamping site. It was absolutely beautiful, staying in a tent, right? So, you know, we love to travel so much, and we stay in so many cities. It's always in hotels after hotels after hotels. I mean, you could be a luxurious hotel or a normal hotel. But when you stay in a tent, the feeling is completely different. A couple of years ago, I took this concept back to Asia and started a canopy in Bintan. But since then, I've sold it.
Right, right. But rumor has it that another one might be coming up, and I'm being shown a photo of it. It looks quite beautiful.
Yeah, we are building another one in Batam, actually. And I think this one is going to be even more amazing. So what we did was that there is first a clear lagoon, a huge clear lagoon right by the sea. And imagine there is a sandbar in between the sea and the lagoon. And the tents will be probably one of the first in the world to be out in the sea like Maldives itself. Mm. So you'll be staying out in the sea in a tent. And you have a sandbar right behind you. You have a lagoon right behind you. So,
don't need to imagine, there are photos here.
Beautiful.
Yeah, well, you know, when you want to invite people back for media reviews, I think that would be fine by us.
Speaking of which, you guys have a partnership with the newly opened Nerf Action Experience in Singapore. This is a bit of a craze, this Nerf, you know, the Nerf gun thingy. Tell us a little bit more about this partnership. How did it come about?
Well, I'd just like to add it. It is the world's first Nerf gun in the world, right? Happening in Singapore. So I'm really very proud of it. Really proud of SDB bringing them in as well. Mm-hmm. When Nerf Gun first approached us, says that, look, I have this problem, I need a point of sales, I need to have a system and things like that. That's when we first pitched our idea to them to say that we can do a point of sales, we can do a self-help kiosk, we can create an experience out of it for you. So just imagine, right, if you are a customer going to a Nerf Gun, right, you will buy a ticket and subsequently you need to put your bags in a locker. All you need to do is actually, with your RFID code or your QR code on your hand, you can open a locker. And when you go around playing the games to say what is your fastest timing, everything is tracked. So it will say, CC, you are the worst player for the day, right? You have only 29 kills and things like that. So everything is possible through technology. And how do we engage the children? How do we engage the customers, right?
Yeah, so this was another one of your creative ideas, maybe. What's the future, CK? What have you got on your agenda? You know, you've got this thing happening in Batam, but, you know, you've raised quite a bit of money. Perhaps you can share with us just how much, and what are you going to do with all of this?
Right, I think we have raised substantial amount of money last year in 2018. I think this funds that we have raised in the next couple of years, we are really entrenched in Singapore. We want to continue to grow Singapore. But really, the biggest challenge for us and the most exciting thing for us is to be able to expand overseas. We are looking to expand into the region, such as we have open offices in Thailand, we have offices in Indonesia and six other cities in the Asia. We want to have a big footprint here. As the name implies, we are global techs, so we want to be global as possible, but we are practical people. We want to firmly establish our roots in Asia first by having the ticketing platform of choice for all our partners.
We've been speaking with Chan Chi Chong, Chief Executive Officer for Global Tix, as well as Chan Chi Kong, Chief Operating Officer for Global Tix. Gentlemen, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Very much,
thank you very much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.